بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: قلما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم من مجلس حتى يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات: اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that it was very rare that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up from any majlis or gathering without supplicating in the following manner. As we mentioned, the first part of this dua, we discussed at great length the importance of desiring and asking Allah Ta'ala to give us His khashiyat, His fear. Fearing Allah is an essential part of iman, and sign of the kuffar and the disbelievers is that they do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as we mentioned, al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja, iman, there has to be a balance. On the one hand, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Have hope that Allah is forgiving, Allah is very merciful, etc. And on the other hand, don't let that hope in Allah's mercy become a license so that you get involved in guna and sins. So there has to be this element of fear of Allah Ta'ala, because it is an extremely effective deterrent from ma'asiyat, from Allah's disobedience. Every day, all the time, temptation is there. Sometimes to look at the wrong thing, to listen to the wrong thing, to speak the wrong thing. So if you have this consciousness, Allah is looking at me, Allah is listening to me, Allah is aware of everything that I am doing, Allah's malaika are writing down, Jahannam exists, Jahannam is a reality, Azab of Qabr is a reality. Conviction in these things and having this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala is an extremely effective deterrent. It urges one to stay away from ma'asiyat, from Allah's disobedience. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would actually make this dua: Allahumma aqsim lana, O Allah, apportion for me that extent of your khashiyat and fear which will serve as a deterrent, a boundary between me and between disobeying you. وَمِن تَعَتِكَ. And Allah, I ask you to apportion for me that level of your obedience, مَا تُبَلِّغُنَا بِهِ جَنَّةَ, which will be sufficient for me to enter into Jannah. The key to entering into Jannah is ita'at, Allah's ita'at, obedience to Allah Ta'ala. أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah says, obey Allah and obey the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. This is what is going to give you Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy. And لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one can enter Jannah إِلَّا أَيَّتَ غَمَّدَنِ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ, except that Allah Ta'ala drowns or showers this person with His rahmat and mercy. The key to Allah's rahmat and mercy, Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul. Obey Allah and obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we have to understand, my respected brothers, is my and your object and purpose in this world is Allah's ita'at, Allah's obedience, to obey Allah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam was sent for this. Wa ma arsalna min rasulin illa liyuta'a bi'idhnillah. Allah says, we didn't send any Nabi. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wasn't sent, except to establish Allah's ita'at, Allah's obedience. So, Ask Allah to give you His obedience. Make dua for Allah's ita'at. Make dua for Allah's fear, and so that you don't commit sin. And make dua that Allah grants you His obedience, His ita'at. How much obedience, how much ita'at? مَا تُبَلِّغُنَا بِهِ جَنَّتَكْ Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, Ya Allah, so much that it causes me to enter into Jannah. وَمِنَ الْيَقِينَ Each of these sections of the dua is linked to the initial supplication. اِقْسِمْ لَنَا اللَّهُمَّ اقْسِمْ لَنَا Allah, apportion for me. First thing he asked for, apportion for me, your fear. Second thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for, a portion for me, that level of obedience that enters me into Jannah. And third thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for, وَمِنَ الْيَقِينَ O Allah, I ask you for your yaqeen. Yaqeen, conviction, belief, strength of faith. Our first point of tabligh, which muzakara is supposed to be made over and over again. Ask somebody, what is the first point of tabligh? He'll tell you, yaqeen in the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this yaqeen, it's not something Maulana Ilyas, rahmatullah alayhi, dreamt up. Something that's absolutely essential. And this sahabi is saying, قَلَّمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَزِمْ يَكُونُ مِنَ الْمَجْلِسِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَدْوَ بِهَا وَلَيْدْ دَعَوَاتِ He said, very rarely Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wake up from any gathering except that he made dua for this. He asked Allah to give him yaqeen. So this is something that we have to learn. One is the effort of yaqeen, the talks of yaqeen, the dua for yaqeen, conviction, belief. And what one very, very great benefit of yaqeen, conviction in Allah. That what conviction? La ilaha illallah. Nothing happens, nothing moves, nothing can harm me, nothing can benefit me, except with the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that life in this world, it's a different matter that many of us are trying to make this dunya into a jannat. We are trying to make this dunya into what we call an ideal home. Dunya is not an ideal home. Dunya is not a jannat. The reality of life is you look left, look right, somebody is getting shot, somebody is getting sick, somebody is getting hurt, somebody, we are facing some sort of challenge. Suddenly one day heart is palpitating, one day the head is paining, one day this, one day that. So this concept or idea, even to think that life in this world is something ideal, we're going to be happy all the time, this is completely unrealistic. The reality is this dunya is the place of test. This dunya is Allah Ta'ala's examination room. And one of the ways in which Allah examines and tests our yaqeen is through what we call masa'ib, musibat, calamities. We don't make dua for calamities, but calamities are a reality. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ma yazalul bala bil mu'min fi nafsihi wa ahlihi wa waladihi. He says, this will carry on happening. You will constantly be tested, even if you have iman. In fact, person of iman will constantly be tested. So far as his physical self is concerned, sickness. So far as his family is concerned, somebody in his family gets sick, somebody he loves gets hurt, somebody he loves loses their life. This is Allah's system in this world. They, you will be tested. Fi malihi. So far as his wealth is concerned, you will be tested, whether rich, whether poor. Allah's sunnat in this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ma yazalul bala. Bala, musibat, calamity, test will constantly come. So far as yourself, so far as your family, and so far as your wealth is concerned. Not because Allah abandoned you. Not because Allah Ta'ala wants to put you through some difficulty which you can't bear. No. حتى يلقى الله وما عليه خطيئة. So that when you meet Allah, there is no sin on you. This is Allah's washing machine. This is Allah's cleaning process. This is the way Allah Ta'ala takes you closer to Him. This is why tests will come. Inna idham al jaza ma idham al bala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, great reward Allah has kept. Great reward Allah has kept in musibat, in testing us. Great reward. How great? Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give Mubarak. Give glad tidings. Bashir. This is such a powerful, emotive expression of Quran. Bashir is sabirin. In other words, like, it's a crude example, like somebody won the lottery. This is what Quran is telling. Bashir is sabirin. Make sabr. So much we are going to give you. Innama yuwaffas sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Allah says we are going to give you so much, so much you won't be able to count also. So musibat, calamities, tests will come. And the most powerful means by which we will be able to become successful when the inevitable tests of Allah Ta'ala comes is yaqeen. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, daily dua, constant dua, وَمِنَ الْيَقِينَ مَا تُهَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْهَا عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. Ya Allah, give me so much yaqeen on you. Ya Allah, apportion for me so much of conviction on you that will make the tests and trials of this world easy for me. Ya Allah, one hand, as we mentioned, my respected brothers, tests are going to come whether we like it or not. That is the sunnat of this dunya. Ulama say, لِأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا فِيهَا مَصَائِبْ كَثِيرًا لَكِنْ هَذَا الْمَصَائِبْ إِذَا كَانَ عِنْدَ الْإِنسَانِ يَقِينٌ. In this world, there are going to inevitably be many, many calamities and tests. Many, many calamities and tests will keep coming in this world. This is Allah's system. But if a person has yaqeen, what yaqeen? That this test which Allah is putting me through, on the one hand, is washing away my sins. يُكَفِّرُ بِهَا سَيِّعَاتُ. Secondly, يَرْفَعُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتُ. Allah is raising my ranks in the hereafter. If I make sabr on these tests and on these calamities, and I have hope in the great, great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising me, sahulat alay. These tests and calamities become easy. They become easy. Ayub alayhi salam, 18 years according to different narrations. What and what he went through. 18 years. Yet, this became a means, this was sabak and lesson, how it took him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that, we learn from Quran and Hadith, that Ashaddun nas, bala'an, the people who will be tested the most, most calamities will come upon who? Gunegar, sinners? No. Gunegar and sinners, generally Allah will give them rope. Who will be tested the most? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Anbiya will be tested the most. The most beloved of Allah will be tested the most. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then closer to them. If you look at the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his sons passed away in infancy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, before birth he lost his father. Age of 6 he lost his mother. At the age of 8 he lost his grandfather. In his youth, as a barefooted youngster, he was working in the mountains in Makkah. He didn't know where the next meal is going to come from. So that's just the early stage. If you look at the whole life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much of test. This was a glaring example. There was no one more beloved to Allah than him. No one was more beloved. No one had greater maqam and status. Yet Allah tested him in such a way so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that, listen, when you are tested, you my ummah, when you are tested, think about what I went through. This will make your test easy for you. This world, because there is no calamity and no hardship that anybody faces in this world, except that he will take a direct, simple example. In old age, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets a son. Imagine, ulama say, it's human fitrat nature. Burhape ke aulad dil ko pakar lete. Child that comes at old age, grasps the heart. This is why we find a lot of people make this expression. I find more love and attachment for my grandchildren than I had for my own children. Why? Because in old age, the attachment is even stronger. And yet, this child, 6 or 8 months, passes away in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just a few months before his own demise. Allah could have delayed it. Allah could have delayed it so that Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passes away after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet in his lifetime. So that there is sabak and lesson for us. The greatest tool and means by which we can withstand masaib, trials, tribulations in this world is yaqeen. So this yaqeen, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُهَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. Ya Allah, give me so much yaqeen, so much belief that every test that you are putting me through, you are rewarding me. It's wiping away my sins. It's raising my darajat in akhirah. It is taking me closer to you. Give me so much yaqeen that will make all the musibat and calamities and tests, sickness, hardship, etc. of this world easy for me. So we have to make this dua. We've run out of time. In fact, we've exceeded the time. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a very beautiful thing he would say whenever any test came. Inshallah, we'll continue with regards to that. Subhanallah.